The second thing that we wanted to talk about and the task force wanted to talk about is protecting the disclosure and distribution of video recordings made in forensic interviews. So I think probably most people on the committee now understand the role that child advocacy centers play, and child advocacy centers provide a number of services to victims of child abuse. But one of the core functions is providing a forensic interview, which is a neutral fact-finding interview with the child, and this committee has seen a forensic interview. These are, I would say, some of the forensic interviews I've seen in my life have changed who I am as a human being. Seeing a 7-year-old sit in a chair and talk about sex acts that most adults wouldn't be comfortable doing is life-changing to me. To hear and to watch children's little bodies as they disclose things that should never have been done to them have changed my life forever. And it takes tremendous courage for a child to share their story. And many children come to child advocacy centers and don't share a story because they're not ready to make a disclosure. But one of the things that we have become more concerned of with as child advocacy centers is we are often getting subpoenas and requests for these forensic interviews, particularly in child custody cases. We make these forensic interviews for Children's Division and for law enforcement to use in investigative purposes. But oftentimes you will have attorneys that are requesting these interviews because of child custody, divorce proceedings, et cetera. We had a case just a few months ago where an attorney asked to play a forensic interview in open court in a courtroom that was full of people. So to play a forensic interview of a child disclosing something that is deeply, that most children feel extreme shame for in a public open courtroom is completely inappropriate. We have considerable fears that that if we are not protecting these forensic interviews in a more thorough and robust manner, that at some point we could see a forensic interview on YouTube. We cannot let children who have the courage to come forward and share their stories have those things being used in ways that could really come back to hurt them. And so right now what we have in statute does not protect children the way that we need to. And so that's something that we would like to fix this year if possible. And again, we don't want to do this in a way that would prohibit people who need those interviews to make good decisions, but we need to make sure that they don't end up on YouTube and that they're not played in an open courtroom, and that their confidentiality of these little people is protected.